I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Representatives from Turkey, Poland, Russia, and other countries received invitations to join the U.S.-chaired Board of Peace for rebuilding Gaza. But as those seats fill for future dialogue, weeks of harsh rain and cold have brought deep suffering to people in Gaza today. Nearly 800,000 people in Gaza are living in flood-prone areas, according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says,
hope is a big word that is missing in Gaza right now. What is the hope for tomorrow? And again, I'm not only talking about, you know, the minority of Christians still there, but I'm talking about the whole population of Gaza.
Pray for the gospel to penetrate even deeper into Gaza. And the Bible is a living water, and in China, the thirst for it is great. Yet getting it into people's hands is growing increasingly difficult. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says they have to be patient and wise, especially as they navigate new limiting restrictions. The new regulations press believers to align even more closely with the Communist Party.
Getting funding into China is a challenge. Organizing the distributions are a challenge because of the permissions that are required.
Another major hurdle is connecting with local partners without putting them at risk.
What we want to do is be able to interact with and see the process and have conversations and encourage our brothers and sisters in China.
Pray for opportunities that may arise that we're yet unaware of, and that God would lead this team to a place to be able to deploy resources. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.